organic weed control with propane. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing For Profit, a content partnership with your professional Missouri propane dealer. Mechanical engineering professor George Gogos has developed equipment that eliminates weeds using propane-generated flame. It's effective, but also qualifies as an organic method of killing weeds. We'll learn more on Brownfield right after this.
80% of farmers choose propane-powered grain dryers. You know why? For starters, propane equipment is built for efficiency. It can lower your fuel costs for nearly every application, from irrigation to building heat. Farmers are proud to use a clean-burning, American-made product, and when it comes to drying grain, propane is hard to beat. It comes through on the farm, and it just makes sense. Check out all the benefits of propane on the farm and connect with a propane provider at propanemissouri.com.
Propane has been a part of American farms for over 100 years, and getting it to work for your operation is easy with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. You could receive up to $24,000 just for using propane equipment on your farm. You'll also get to give manufacturers your feedback so they can keep building equipment to meet your needs. Getting started is easy. Go to propanemissouri.com to learn more about the Propane Farm Incentive Program. That's propanemissouri.com.
Organic farmers face an uphill battle with weeds. The few chemicals available are very expensive, and labor-intensive mechanical weed control is also cost-prohibitive. University of Nebraska mechanical engineering professor George Gogos has developed equipment that kills weeds with propane-generated flame.
The flaming can eliminate the weeds that are within the row in addition to the weeds between the rows. So actually, they can eliminate all the weeds. So many of the organic farmers use it as what we call full flaming to eliminate the weeds in the entire space between rows and within the rows.
The most effective flame weeding happens in conjunction with cultivation following the flaming process.
It takes about half an hour for the weeds to wilt and fall flat on the ground. And then the recommendation is for the farmer to do aggressive cultivation. And by aggressive, I mean they throw a lot of dirt. And while the weeds are flat on the ground, they can get covered, and that works pretty well.
In an interview with Brownfield, Gogos compares flame weeding to surgery, where malignant tissue has to be removed without damaging normal tissue. Gogos worked with a weed scientist to help with the plant physiology, making it possible to design a system that kills weeds without damaging the crop. Timing is important.
Actually, the recommendation after our research is that one can do two flamings, an early flaming and a late flaming. The early flaming should be done when the corn is less than five leaves. At that stage, the growing point of the corn is still within the ground, so it's very well protected.
But at that point, the weeds are up and vulnerable. Gogo says the exposure from the passing flame is about a tenth of a second.
That short, brief exposure of one-tenth of a second destroys the membranes of the cells of the plant. Then it starts leaking water. That's why the weeds, after they get exposed, they will start leaking water, they wilt, and they fall flat on the ground.
Mechanical engineering professor George Gogos at the University of Nebraska. I'm Tom Stever, managing For Profit on Brownfield.